Hi, this is a dictation from Muhammad Ibrahim, Muhammad Ibrahim, Ibrahim. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Date of birth is 7/6/84. Date of accident 9/23/2024. Mr. Muhammad Ibrahim was allegedly involved in automobile accident as a restraint driver on 9/23/2024 when his car was rear-ended. The impact caused him severe pain in the lower back, neck and the left shoulder, as well as headaches without any symptoms of TBI. The patient is experiencing the headaches, neck pain, left shoulder pain and lower back pain even now. He reported that the pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as in the shoulder, are around 7, and the pain is only worse when he's driving. When he's driving, after some time, the pain starts shooting to the right leg and left leg also. Right leg posteriorly, anteriorly, left leg just to the front in the groin area. He reports burning sensation of the left leg that prohibits him to drive for a longer time. He is a driver for a while. Patient report the pain is around 7, ADLs are affected 7, and the patient reports 50% improvement in all the symptoms with the current treatment. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for the additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. For physical examination, the blood pressure remains 143 over 60, pulse 94, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 10/24/2024, dictation number 1025-003. Diagnosis of the same plan is to continue physical therapy to the neck, lower back, shoulder area. And 3 times per week with traction massage. Patient is deemed able to do a light duty job with lifting limit to 0 pounds. Housework replacement transportation has also been checked. His maps have been reviewed, are found to be excellent, and he's provided with the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day with food with for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix is provided, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultrime, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Neurontin, 600 milligram for neuropathy. Furosets are provided, 50 tablets for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for further pain relief topically. Labs have been reviewed and new labs have been ordered. The patient will has now MRIs, which were done on October 22nd and are discussed with the patient. The lumbar spine MRI shows a herniated disc at L4, L5 with severe canal and bilateral foramen stenosis with annular fissure related edema inflammation. L5 S1 shows left subarticular foramina disc herniation, severe left foramina and lateral recess stenosis compressing left L5 and S1 nerve roots. Cervical spine MRI shows herniated disc at C4, C5 and C5, 6 with mild foramina stenosis. On the left, for this the patient is advised that he'll benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injections, time 4, and cervical epidural steroid injections, time 4. time two. The patient wants to continue some therapy first for another month or two before deciding for these injections. Even the possibility of SI joint inflammation exists, that will be reviewed once these basic injections are carried out. Thank you.